Passengers flying on certain Alaska Airlines and Horizon flights will no longer be required to carry paper boarding passes. The parent company of the two airlines today announced the introduction of electronic boarding passes in 7 communities, including Anchorage and Seattle. KRBD's Deanna Garrison has the story.
Passengers with smartphones can use the electronic boarding passes in lieu of traditional paper boarding passes. Jeff Anderson is the manager of self-service and airport strategy for Alaska Airlines.
Basically, it has an electronic barcode, a two-dimensional barcode on the top that has customer information in it, along with a digital signature.
Anderson says Alaska Air has been working with the Transportation Security Administration for the past year and a half as it's developed the new boarding passes.
Their interest in this is that they wanted to detect fraudulent barcoded boarding passes. And so that's where the digital signature comes into play. The scanning software that they're using at the checkpoint will detect if it's a valid or an invalid boarding pass.
Electronic boarding passes may now be used by Alaska Airlines and Horizon passengers flying out of Anchorage, Seattle, Portland, Oregon, Boise, Denver, Las Vegas, and Spokane. Later this month, the service will be available in Fairbanks and San Jose. Anderson says the company expects to begin offering electronic boarding passes in Ketchikan, Sitka, and Juneau by the end of this year. Alaska Airlines plans to eventually use electronic boarding passes everywhere it flies. The airline is placing an asterisk next to the departing cities with electronic boarding pass capabilities on its website. Anderson says the airline is offering the service in an effort to adjust to changing customer needs.
And they kept telling us that when the frequent travelers were on the road and they wanted to check in for a flight and get a boarding pass, they couldn't really do it at the hotel. Or it was inconvenient for them to do it at a hotel. They couldn't find a computer or a computer with a printer.
Anderson says electronic boarding passes are used by a handful of airlines in America and are widely used in Asia and in some European countries. He expects electronic boarding passes will become increasingly popular with travelers and will result in the need for fewer airport check-in kiosks over time. On a related front, Alaska Air has also launched a smartphone-friendly website. Smartphone users that go to the airline's main website at alaskaair.com will automatically be redirected to a mobile-friendly site. Mark Jarrett is director of e-commerce for Alaska Airlines.
Before we did it, we went out and talked to frequent travelers to find out the functionality that they needed most when they were on the road. And what they told us to focus on was functionality specific to the day of flight. So you'll be able to do things like check the status of a flight, look up flight schedules. You'll be able to check in for the flight. You'll be able to sign up for a flight alert.
Like printed boarding passes, travelers can obtain electronic boarding passes at the mobile website 24 hours in advance of check-in and up to 1 hour prior to departure of their flight. The new website for smartphone users is at mobile.alaskaair.com. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.